Hi, mamas, and welcome back for another episode of Moms with Moms. Moms offering mom support with moms on microphones. So, where do I begin? I'm late. Don't worry, I'm not late with my period. I'm late with getting this out and getting an episode out this week. And I've been less active and I haven't really been present. So this episode is going to be kind of talking to you guys about why and what happened this week. Where to begin? So on weekends, I work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, overnights. And I have my friend's baby on Friday that I watch. And then we have swim lessons on Sunday. And then Mondays, I have Savino by myself. And then an after-school girl that I babysit for 2 to 5. And then I have night class. So really, the only day that I get a lot of sleep is on Saturdays. So the weekends I'm usually spent. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And obviously, I'm really short with my boyfriend, and I do take out a lot on him. This weekend was rough for us, if I'm being quite honest, and it wasn't one person's fault. We didn't argue, we had disagreements, and it ended up just really impacting the motion for the rest of the week. I didn't have time to record this weekend, this past weekend, so I wasn't able to get an episode out, and then by Monday, I really am gonna be honest, I wasn't feeling it and I wasn't okay. I struggled emotionally this week with the mental load and the physical load of being a parent and being a partner, being an employee, being a student. And there was some postpartum rage. I definitely got a little overstimulated more than I'd like. I will say one thing I do appreciate about myself and one thing that I've been very good with for the past almost year now is I don't show my rage and my frustration around the baby. I know that he can sense it, but I don't physically show it, and I don't want him to ever see that side of me. And it's this new side that I've never seen or existed before. So I definitely kicked a couple of things in my bedroom. Definitely screamed in my pillow a couple of times. Definitely threw some things at the wall and got a little angry. And I just never be an angry person. So all of these emotions that I get are very weird to me and very scary sometimes. And it was hard. I didn't want to show up for you guys. I didn't want to be present. I didn't want to admit that I was struggling to carry all the weight of everything. I went to a sister circle that one of my good friends is holding, and it was great. It was super helpful for 2 hours while I was there. And I got back home Tuesday night, and I was like, the reality is, still struggling. So it was good to get out for those 2 hours. I've been practicing more self-care because I don't do things for myself. So that's what I've been trying to do, is like do some things where I'm not with the baby or I'm not in earshot of the baby. I've also been working out. I know that if you follow me, you've seen this. I've been doing my 21 days. Well, that is out the window because I did not work out at all this week. And it wasn't because I didn't want to. I did. But the baby just decided he wasn't going to sleep. Oh, like the 2 nights that I'm supposed to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning so I can get my workout in. And by the afternoon, I just didn't have time. And in the evening, I had to work on schoolwork because that's finals week for me. So I literally just didn't have the time, because those chunks of time that I did put out weren't there. So I think that also definitely impacted me this week too. Working out four times a week is what I've been trying to do, like intentional workout, not giving movement in. But I've been trying to do three lifts a week and three cardio sessions on the Peloton. And then also, like, the fourth is Pilates or yoga or something slow to kind of like de-stress my mind. And I did see that not doing those 2 days, I didn't do it for 2 days and I was a mess. So, yeah, that's where I'm at, guys. I'm definitely feeling much better. My partner and I were able to sit down and communicate what we were both struggling with. And I will say, like, that is the one thing I'm so thankful about my relationship is we might have a couple of days where we aren't ready to talk to each other, but then we can come together and we can kind of talk like, okay, this is not working for me. This is not working for me. This is what I need from you. This is what I need from you. And one of the biggest things that he mentioned was I don't make him a priority. And it kind of set me back. And I think that's what I was struggling with the most was like, how do I fit everything in? And you can't. I can't have a perfect house. I can't be a perfect student. I can't be a perfect employee. I can't be a perfect girlfriend. And I can't be a perfect mother. So I took the week. I took a couple of days to really kind of figure out what's important and what needs to be high on my priority list. And I appreciate my boyfriend for being honest with me and telling me how he felt and why he was struggling. And I also told him that I didn't feel like I was a priority to him either. And really, it's us working opposite schedules. That impacts our relationship, obviously, because we don't spend much time with each other. So really, my boyfriend and I, we were able to communicate what was going on and what the issues were and what we were both struggling with. And I'm so thankful we have this relationship where we can communicate effectively. I don't like to say that we ever argue because we really honestly don't. We just have disagreements and we get frustrated with each other because we're both very stubborn and hard-headed. So we do have to set time aside for each other to talk about what's working, what's not. And usually when we do that, not usually. When we do that, we're usually fine afterwards. Wednesday was supposed to meet my mom and my family out for lunch. They live 2 hours away, and I texted her and I was very honest and I said to her that I couldn't drive halfway to meet her because she lives 2 hours away, so we're gonna meet halfway. I was like, I can't do that. He's fussy, he's being tough, which he was, and I said, I can't do that. And I think that I upset my mom, and honestly, I should have just come out and flat out told her that I was struggling. But I hate admitting that I'm struggling because I don't want people to think that I can't parent and I can't be a mom. But there are some days where it's just overwhelming and I just need a freaking break. And I feel bad asking my boyfriend to give me that break because he also doesn't get a break. He works Monday through Friday, takes care of the baby in the evenings, and then takes care of the baby on the weekends. So he also doesn't get a break. So I told her that if she wanted to come out here with my little brother and sister and her husband, that was fine. And she did. And I'm gonna start crying. And as soon as she walked in the door, I just lost it. And she immediately took the baby and she says, go nap. And I'm like, I need to shower because I hadn't showered in 2 days and I was still in the same outfit for like 48 hours. I was very disgusting. And so I went for a shower and I took my time. I didn't have to bring a baby monitor with me. I didn't have to rush to shower to go quickly take a nap before work. And I took my time and I decompressed. And showering is not self-care, but that shower was re-freaking-juvenating, let me tell you. It was great. And she took the baby for a walk, so they weren't even in the house. So when I got out of the shower, I did some things that I needed to do. And she took him into the playroom, played with him in the playroom. So I hopped on and I did an hour of work calls because I try to do an hour of work calls for my one job every day. And while I was doing work calls, because the baby went down for a nap, she made me food, which was delicious. And she filled my cup back up. A lot of people say you can't pour from an empty cup. And as a mom, I'm going to tell you right now, there are so many days where you pour from an empty cup. But that day, she filled my cup right back up. And it made me kind of realize that I should have been honest with you guys, and I want you guys to know that if you're struggling and you're having a hard time and you're feeling overwhelmed, it is so much better to admit that you need help than to try to figure it out and do it all out on your own. I need to be better with this because I do have a support system. It's not that I don't. I have a phenomenal support system around me. I just have the hardest time admitting that I'm struggling. And I think that's normal in parenthood, from what I'm hearing from other moms. But we need to stop, take a moment, and realize there are other moms who've been through this too that struggled also. And they're just waiting for you to text them to say, hey, I need your help. I also am finally getting into counseling since October. I've been put on a wait list for a counselor, so Monday starts fresh. I'm getting in some counseling. So that's another tip too, that if you're a mom and you haven't had counseling before, I 100% suggest getting into counseling. This is a person just for you, and it's not a family member, it's not a friend, so you can share everything that you're feeling. Like, I hate admitting to my family and friends my postpartum rage. It's actually really embarrassing because I don't want people to think that I'm crazy. I definitely am, but I don't want people to think that I'm crazy and I can't take care of my kid because I can. I know when I can't take care of my kid and I'm at a point where I need help. And that's a big reason of why I started this whole platform is I think more moms need to be honest about the most difficult points and times of parenthood. And to normalize that it's okay to admit that you're struggling, it's okay to admit that you need help. And it's okay to reach out to someone that you feel safe with. That can come and help you, whether it be them taking the baby for you or whether it be them helping you do chores around the house, because that's also another thing. You possibly cannot do it all. If you are a mom who gets it all done, girl, I give you freaking kudos and please let me know in the comments below how the heck you do it because I literally can't. I'm to a point where I know I can't. So, to keep this whole episode short, I just wanted to make sure to get something out there to you guys to let you know that. Hi, I'm still alive. I wasn't doing well, but I'm doing better, and I didn't forget about you. And I'm sorry, mamas, that I didn't show up for you guys when you guys always show up for me. And I hope that you understand why. And I'm gonna try next time to be more honest about what I'm dealing with and more present to let you know that it's okay and it's normal for us to feel this way and it's normal for us to struggle. So my pieces of advice, if you're going through a postpartum rage, postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression period, first and foremost, reach out to someone that you feel close with, that's in your support circle, that you know that will come help you. If you don't have someone in your support circle that can physically come and help you, please reach out to my program, Moms, Moms Offering Mom Support. This literally will give you mom to text, to email, to call. So you know that you're not alone and you have someone who can sit there and talk to you when you feel like you're going to jump off the ledge. So that's my first piece of advice. My second piece of advice is if you have a partner, communication is key. Communication is so important. Make sure to sit down with your partner. If it's not once a week, at least sit down with your partner and be like, "Hey, I'm struggling with this and I need your help." But also give the floor to your partner too, because they could be struggling and they maybe don't want to admit it. So you need to open the floor. Third thing, take time for yourself. That doesn't include grocery shopping, going to the store alone, doing anything alone that is a chore or something that you need to do to keep your house functioning. Take time for yourself. Whether it be stopping to get a coffee after you went grocery shopping by yourself and sitting in the parking lot. Take 5 minutes every day if you need to for you. For me, it's my 4 days of working out. I still have the baby in the background, but those are the 4 days that I know that I'm doing something for myself. Take time for yourself. Make time for yourself. And my last thing. Remember that being a mom is hard and you're not alone. Really. There are other moms that are struggling. There are other moms that are here to help you. There are other moms that have been through exactly what you've been through. So remember that you're not alone. And last but not least, remember, moms, we're surviving and thriving because, moms, that's what we do. Bye, besties, and thank you for being present when I wasn't.